Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Want to know why the action at Falls Village has been happening the past couple of weeks? Well, there's a video posted on YouTube from July 11th that shows a family and lots of other people frolicking and swimming in the Great Falls, and also having young kids being carried out to the Great Falls on twigs and sticks and branches that run across the Great Falls. A video like this is why so many people from the city flock to the Great Falls, not realizing the incredible danger of drowning. I sent a message to YouTube saying that the area was closed to the public by the towns, First Light Energy, the Appalachian Trail, and the Department of Environmental Energy. The people are trespassing on private property that is closed to the public now. Look at the children that are being put at risk in this video. The video invites more people to come to the Great Falls. Many people have drowned and also had to be rescued at that site over the years. That's why it's closed to the public for incidents like this. You should remove this video before someone drowns. There'll be a special town meeting in Sharon. Attendees must wear masks and social distance. It begins at 6:30. Armenia, a public hearing will continue until further notice. The renewal of Cablevision agreement. The Cornwall Board of Finance meets at 7 p.m. Town Board meeting in Pine Plains at 7 p.m. The regular meeting of the Ancrum Town Board will be held at 7 p.m. On Friday at 5 p.m., film screening The Art of Work at the Cornwall Library. It is held via Zoom. Women's Support Services is holding a volunteer certification training in July and August. Trainings are available if you would like to sign up or find out more information. Contact Deanna Barry at dbarry@wssdv.org. St. John's Lutheran Church on Route 7 in Ancrum, New York, is having their annual chicken barbecue on Saturday the 18th. A ticket donation, takeouts are $15. Pickup 4:30 to 6. You must order. Tickets are limited. To reserve tickets, 518-755-8978, 518-329-0038. The Sharon Playhouse will present the Jersey Tenors July 18th and 19th. The July 18th show is sold out. The Tenors are one of the newest opera rock mashup sensations, creating an explosive blend of the most iconic opera classics alongside such rock and roll industry greats as Queen, Journey, Elton John, and Billy Joel. Ticket price and more information available at SharonPlayhouse.org for the show on the 19th. Once again, it's not a per-ticket basis, it's a per-car basis. The State Police at Troop K, as well as partners in law enforcement of the Hudson Valley, have investigated over 400 stolen vehicle cases in Westchester, Putnam, Dutchess, and Rockland counties since March 1st. Numerous arrests have been made by multiple agencies, and many of the vehicles have been recovered, suffering severe damage. But there is something every vehicle owner can do. They ask that you secure your vehicle properly and remove all keys or key fobs from the vehicle. Keys or key fobs left inside the vehicle is the most common factor shared amongst these cases. Many of the vehicles stolen have been from affluent neighborhoods. Don't assume this will not happen where you live, though. The police say additionally, don't leave valuables in your vehicle. Close the windows and, when possible, park in well-lit, conspicuous areas. A story by Bill Williams in Columbia Green Media. A Massachusetts woman was charged Tuesday evening following a one-car accident in Catskill, according to state police. Cheryl Plant, 57, of Charlton, was charged with driving while intoxicated, first offense, and reckless driving, according to the police. She was issued two tickets for a future court appearance. Catskill firefighters and Coxsackie ambulance were sent by Greene County 911 to Jefferson Heights, Austin Acres, at about 7 in the evening after receiving reports that a car had struck a pole and rolled over, according to state police. We talked earlier in this newscast about the dangers of drowning at the Great Falls with people coming up from the city. Well, the 63-year-old New York City man was dead on Tuesday afternoon at Lake Heloise in Windham, apparently while swimming in the lake, Greene County Undersheriff Adam Brainerd reported. The identity of the man, who the sheriff's office said was from Queens, is being withheld pending notification of the family. Windham firefighters and Windham ambulance were sent by Greene County 911 to Serendipity Lake House, 40 Princess Navarro Road, and reported a swimming accident at about 5 p.m. The man entered the water from a small boat on the lake and began swimming to shore, according to several witnesses. The man went underwater at some point and was not seen again. His body was recovered in the lake by rescue crews. When Vassar Brothers Medical Center converted its pediatric unit in March to accommodate COVID-19 patients, Dutchess County was left without a hospital that offers inpatient service specifically for younger residents. Well, it may have too soon. Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital announced it'll be opening a satellite extension of the Valhalla-based Maria Ferrari Children's Hospital by late summer, and Vassar Brothers Medical Center says it's committed to opening a new pediatric space, though it has not announced specific plans. Pediatric wards, which are often not considered to be profitable, have been closing at hospitals around the country. Lennox has put off some projects and trimming their $2 million budget. According to officials, the pandemic will have severe economic impacts on the town. That warning was sounded by Elliot Moores, chairman of the town's finance committee. Meanwhile, another cannabis shop is closer to a fall opening. Lanesboro's First Selectman Recreational Manor Shop said could be open by year's end. Liberty Market Properties has begun converting a portion of the former Lanesboro supermarket. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. Remember, tonight it is a stroll and roll night, or lobster roll. Coming up on Saturday, it's ribs. And then, of course, on Sunday for the Sunday brunch, it's fried chicken with waffles. Also by the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 26,870.10, the NASDAQ at 10,550.49, and the S&P 500 at 3,226.56. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.